Welcome to Beware of Spoilers. I'm Adam. So the movie that I'm doing this time, I knew nothing about going in. I actually had an entirely different idea of what this was going to be when I walked into the theater. Because I'd never seen a poster for the movie, never saw a trailer, never saw a plot description. The only thing I knew going in was that it featured, it was called Don't Worry, He Won't Get Far on Foot, and that it had Joaquin Phoenix and Rooney Mara in it. So I was about 75% certain it was going to be some, not, like, I don't want to say action or, like, adventure or something like that. I thought it was going to be more of a, like, kind of like a Western kind of, like kind of like Hell or High Water. That was what I thought I was walking into when I saw this movie. And if you're going to see this movie, that's not what this is at all. It's a biopic about the cartoonist John Callahan, who was a paraplegic after getting into a car accident, a drunk driving car accident, and then after that he went into cartooning, and then he created a few TV shows, and then he died recently in 2010, which is, the movie doesn't really touch on anything. It's really more about his journey with his sobriety, and him going through AA, and with his sponsor, who's played by Jonah Hill. The movie itself has a major pacing and, it's a pacing issue, and I would also say it's a an issue with ordering of scenes, where it seems like there are two different framing devices, and they couldn't quite decide on which one it was. Obviously, the one they went with, and the one that you can tell more in the movie is the one they're going with, is the, what's it called? Him giving the speech on the big stage with the cartoon behind him. That's obviously the bigger framing device in the movie. Then the entire beginning of the movie, they show scenes what appears to be out of order, and it's never really established what order they're supposed to be in. So, like, it's obvious the scenes of him drinking and him on his him walking around are before the accident, and then after the accident, he doesn't immediately get sober. He goes back to drinking, he goes to an AA meeting, and then he goes back to drinking, and then he goes, I know relapse is a thing that happens, and that it's good to show that relapse is a thing, and it's okay to, you can move past a relapse, is what the movie's saying. But the problem is, I don't know if he actually did relapse, or if it was just edited improperly, and that scene takes place before it. Like, there are certain things, like, after looking up after the fact, I found out that Rooney Mara is playing his wife. At no point in the movie do they ever indicate that she's his wife, or that they got married, or anything like that. Jonah Hill's character is heavily implied to have AIDS, and it's not until the very end of the movie, right before he dies off-screen, that they confirm that he has it. It's just implied, and then what happens is, I was stuck in this weird thing where it's like, am I just reading too far into it, or am I just being prejudiced and assuming that his character has AIDS? Or, like, it could be anything. It could be cancer, it could be, you know, anything. And I'm doubting myself in my analysis of what's going on, because it's like, there's another girl in the movie who's got heart cancer, and it's like, it could be something else. I don't know. I
assumed it was AIDS because his character is gay,
and maybe that's wrong with me, but then I was right at the end that it was AIDS, because then they confirmed that. But the whole, I would say the first half of the movie has that issue where scenes are put out of order, but there's no establishing shots or establishing text or anything to reorder the scenes, to reorient you as to where it should be in the series of events that you're watching. So all of the scenes of him with him dr- drinking in the wheelchair are kind of out of order. Look at the clothing to kind of figure out what happens in what order, but even that isn't an exact science, and you're still kind of stuck trying to figure it out on your own, which, if you're watching a movie, putting together a puzzle shouldn't be part of the what you're doing there. You're there to... Something like Memento, or a movie like that, where it's part of the plot that there's information withheld from you, that's different. This is a biopic, though. This is a story of someone's life, someone who actually existed, who lived and died, and who had an influential life to the point where he's deserving of having a biopic. And I'm not saying that he didn't. He most certainly did. He's an influential cartoonist. And the problem is they don't really establish when the movie takes place, what the timeline of the movie is, when the movie ends, how close to his death the movie is, or anything like that. It kind of just takes place nebulously between the, I would say, 70s and 80s. But the thing is, you don't know when it ends, so it could go into the early 90s, it could go farther than that, it could not even go as far as I thought it did, but because the movie has, there's no frame of reference established in this movie at all, and that's a major problem. And the thing is, too, with these kind of movies, is that if you see in the summer, like, a not-so-great one of these, for lack of a better word, Oscar bait movies, you do get to see a bunch of trailers before it, at least, for movies that do look good, that come out later in the year. So Steve Carell's got 2, coming out. I think he's gonna be fighting with Timothy Chalamet for an Oscar for one of them, because they're in the same movie together. I think Carell, I think if there's anyone, who went from being a comedy actor to being a dramatic actor and did it well, I think it's Steve Carell, because I don't think there's anyone who's going to have 3 Oscar nominations. At a minimum, 2. I think it'd be 3. I think at a minimum, he's going to have 1 Oscar nomination this year. So he's going to be at 2 or 3. And that's pretty amazing, considering he went from playing on The Office and doing mostly comedy roles like Get Smart and things like that, being a dramatic actor and doing great roles as a dramatic actor. So back to the movie at hand, though. I don't really like talk about the trailers that aired before, because it's kind of like when you talk about the trailers come before the movie that we're talking about now, it's kind of detracting, and it's like, well, at least you saw something else that could be good, but like 6 months from now. Like, I'm not saying that this movie wasn't good, it's just the pacing is too jarring for it to be, for someone to come in off the street and see. I think you need to know going into it that the pacing is a little bit all over the place. That way, if you know that, you can prepare yourself, for lack of a better word. It's not like you gotta, like, brace yourself for impact or something, but it's jarring enough where if you're gonna get the full effect of the movie, I wish I had known going into it that the ordering of the scenes was a little bit funky for a good amount of the movie. Perfect example, the other framing device is, early in the movie, we see him driving down the road in his electric wheelchair. He hits a bump, and he flies out of it. And then a bunch of skateboard kids come over, and are like, oh, you okay? And they help him up, and then it's like, they're like, oh, what's that smell? And, like, one of the cords detached, that was controlling his, what's it called, the bowel thing. I don't know the technical terms, but the thing he shits into, the cord disconnected. So he's sitting, they help him up. Then he goes home to his aide. I think the aide's name was Tim, who was living with him, and Tim cleans him up. So it's like, okay, that takes place after that. And then it goes to him drinking, and then the movie continues on like nothing happened. Then you get to the end of the movie, and it picks up from that scene. So a good amount of the movie was predicated on that scene happening in that order, and that scene is could be construed as part of his descent to rock bottom that makes him go to AA. But in reality, he's fine at that point. He's sober. He's going to it was just after he was a cartoonist. But the thing is, at that point, you don't
know or even have an inkling. And now that I'm thinking back on it, you don't really have an idea. That scene is happening earlier, later on in the series of events in the movie, until they start establishing that he didn't draw until he was in the ninth step, I think it was, of AA. So it's different. I think that that's the major problem of this movie, is that it doesn't quite. They need to work on the pacing needs to be fixed. Not even so much the pacing, but the editing of the scenes was the issue, and the way the movie was cut. And I feel like there was some artistic license to do that, and I feel like there was a reason, but it never really stuck with me. But I don't want to say don't see the movie. That's where we're going to end off for today, because there's really not too much about this movie. If you're going to see it in theaters, maybe wait, see it on, I know for AMC at least. I know it sounds like I'm sponsored by AMC, but that's the theater I go to, so they have $5 Movie Tuesdays. So if you're going to see it, go see it on $5 Movie Tuesdays in the middle of summer, why the fuck not? We have, if you have A-List, maybe see it. There's a lot of movies coming out now in the near future that it might not be the worst thing on the planet to, see this one now before it starts ramping up again as we're getting toward the beginning of August when things slow down. I think the next movie I have, well, definitely the next movie I have is on Tuesday. I have Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. That's going to be the next episode. The episode after that is going to be what was I going to say? The movie after that's gonna be Christopher Robin probably. That's gonna be on Friday, and I'm gonna end up picking up another movie for Monday for next Monday. And I'm thinking that's gonna be that YA novel that they made into a movie that I believe this is the second consecutive episode that I can't remember the name of. The Darkest Hours or something like that. It's something like that. But that's gonna be the movie after that. One other thing I want to announce that I haven't done it yet on this podcast, but we now have a new for people who collect Apple cards and collect. Right now, it's specifically Yu-Gi-Oh cards. I'm selling off a good amount of my collection. And I've set up a new subset of Multiple World Productions, which so far has just done podcasts and novels, or screenplays produced as novels. We now have, it's called Multiple World Resellers, which is multipleworldresellers.com, where I'll be selling off my collection of Yu-Gi-Oh cards, Pokemon cards. I got Power Ranger cards from 2012, 2013. I got, I might have some old baseball cards going up there, video games, all kinds of things. We'll eventually be moving into, the plan is to move into a physical storefront at some point, and to move into reselling video games at better rates. But we have to logistically figure out how we would buy, first off, video games to be able to resell them to people. That's the bigger logistical situation we gotta figure out.
So, if you use discount code BEWARE at checkout, you get 10% off your order. But if it is multipleworldresellers.com, and that will be promo code BEWARE. So yeah, check that out. And that will be it for the Monday episode of Beware of Spoilers. Have a good rest of your day.